CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The following story may be distressing for some listeners and isn't suitable for young ones. Emergency services in Durban have been called to two separate tragic scenes involving babies. On the Berea, a fetus was found dumped in a bin this morning. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson's on the scene on JB Marks Road before King Dinizulu.
Paramedics were called by security officials after a person rummaging through the bins had found the fetus in a plastic bag. Unfortunately, there's nothing more paramedics could do.
Meanwhile, in Chatsworth, south of Durban, the body of a newborn was discovered on Bulbul Drive in Silver Glen by a passerby yesterday. Siven Zubramodi, who's with Amawele Emergency Services, says the baby boy showed no signs of life.
Medics arrived on scene to find a newborn Indian baby boy in a bin packet with a umbilical cord still attached.
Now, King Misuzulu Kazwelatini has been speaking about an incident that sparked security concerns in Durban recently. He says he feels the throne was the target once again. The AmaZulu King and President Cyril Ramaphosa were attending a ceremony at the international airport where the King Shaka statue was being unveiled. Footage on social media shows a woman attempting to approach the stage where the guests were sitting. She's seen resisting attempts by security to stop her and is forcibly removed. King Misuzulu believes the woman was being used as part of a plot by those trying to oust him.
A lot has been said. Some have even said she's my girlfriend. I need to make it clear that she's not. She tried to jump me because she needed help from her king. And as her king, I'll help her because I know she's in trouble. What is being done to that woman by those who are fighting me is really painful.
And Australian lawmakers have voted to censure an Aboriginal senator who heckled King Charles during his visit to Canberra last month. Lydia Thorpe interrupted a reception for the king, yelling, "You are not our king." A censure motion carries no constitutional or legal weight. The Senate, which passed the motion against Thorpe, described her behaviour as disrespectful and disruptive. Thorpe says she has no regrets.
The colonising king were to come to my country again, then I'll do it again and I will keep doing it. I will resist colonisation in this country. I swear my allegiance to the real sovereigns of these lands. First peoples are the real sovereigns. You don't have some random king rock up and say that he's sovereign.
A recap of our lead story. Emergency services in Durban have been called to two separate tragic scenes involving babies. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.